Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. More than 800 youth will learn the art of curing country ham this year as a part of the Kentucky 4-H Country Ham Project. Kentucky country ham producer Ronnie Drennan, owner of Brabant B&B Foods, and other fellow ham producers partner with 4-H'ers each year in late winter to begin the ham project.
Each child will get two hams, and they will salt their hams just like we would salt ours, the same process. We'll stack them in the vats and put them in the cure room, and then in 2 weeks they'll come back and resalt them again.
Drennan says each ham is fresh from the packing plant.
It's a fresh ham that's it's just fresh from the hog. We try to get it as fresh as we can. It's never been froze, and it's just a raw, fresh ham. The hams that we're curing today, they're about 25 pounds. They're a little bigger than some of the hams, but they're nice-looking hams.
He says the ham project is hands-on, with each 4-H'er placing salt on their ham to begin the curing process.
We just take a mixture of salt and sugar and sodium nitrate, and we put it on the table, and we just hand rub it, and you want to get it covered pretty good, so the salt, the ham starts to take salt. When the water starts running out of the ham, that the salt is working.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Drennan says most ham producers across the state follow a similar process, whether they are smoked or non-smoked.
There may be a few counties or a few companies out there that actually wrap theirs in a paper bag. Mm-hmm. They won't come back and resalt. They just do all their salt in one time, put it in a paper bag, and let it cure. But the only difference is that, they're cured basically the same way, basically the same amount of salt to cure the ham. We just smoke ours, and they don't.
He adds it's more than just a project. It's about teaching youth a tradition in Kentucky.
It's not just learning how to cure a country ham. If you can teach them something, that'll help them in life later on down the road. And it is a way that if something happens years down, that they can know how to cure some meat or something to have food. If something happens and when they can grow a garden, they can cure their own meat.
The Ham Project will culminate at the Kentucky State Fair in Louisville. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.